Hello, everyone.
And a special hello to all of you wonderful boys and girls.
And now Uncle Dan has another thrilling Bible story found in 1 Samuel chapters 23 and 24.
This story is called
King Saul and a Cave.
The young prophet Gad had said unto David, "Do not remain in the stronghold. Depart and go into the land of Judah." And David did as the prophet said, and came to the forest of Herath, where he and his band of 600 men abode.
Oh, it's a wonderful day, sir. Warm, beautiful, sunshiny. Oh, all nature smiles. Even the brook sings on its merry way to the sea. The birds and all things of nature proclaim the wonderful power and glory of God.
Oh, what is it, Joab?
What do you mean, sir? What is it?
When you talk like that, you're trying to get me into a good frame of mind. Now, what's happened this time?
I can't fool you, can I? Well, sir, it's the Philistines again. They fight against the helpless people of Keilah, robbing them, stealing their grain from the threshing floors, plundering, destroying. I thought that, well, that you would surely see fit to rescue the Keilah people from the Philistines.
I most certainly wish to do that. And I also want to protect that which has been given me to protect, you and the several hundred men under my command. Before making a decision, I shall seek counsel of God and learn His will about the matter.
So David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord said to David, "Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah."
"David, sir, I gathered together the men and ordered them to prepare to march against the Philistines at Keilah. But they're fearful. Said they were afraid for their lives right here in Judah. How much more if they go to Keilah against the entire Philistine army?"
"Well, perhaps I should again inquire of God as to what we should do."
"Well, I'm sure, sir, that if the men can be persuaded that it is God's will, they will go to Keilah. They will do so fearlessly and willingly." "Men, your attention, please. David, our leader, wishes to say a few words."
"You, all of you, are more to me than just men and soldiers. You're friends and my concern. I have a sense of deep responsibility for you and your welfare. Twice now, I have sought counsel of the Lord, and twice He's told me to go to Keilah and smite the Philistines. Twice has God promised us victory. Under these circumstances, are there any of you who wish to remain here in camp while the rest of us rescue the besieged city of Keilah? Who of you want to go?" "Joab! Joab! Our forces need help at the eastern gate. Send some men!"
"Yes, sir!" "Oh, they are routed, sir. Not a Philistine left in the city."
"Oh, well done, Joab. Did any of the Philistines escape?"
"Well, I imagine a few did, sir, but we captured all their supplies. Cattle, sheep, stores of food, everything."
"Good.
We will, of course, keep it for our own use."
"Well, our share is victors, yes. But the people of Keilah need food, too. The Philistines have been robbing them. Locate the chief elder of the city and ask him to come here. Or I'll go to him, whichever he prefers."
"Yes, sir."
"You are the chief elder of Keilah?"
"I am, sir. And I wish to take this opportunity to thank you and your brave men for your timely rescue. We were under the complete domination of the Philistines. But now, thanks to you, we're again free men."
"Well, the victory belongs to God. Give Him the praise and the glory."
"It shall be done in a public ceremony."
"In the meantime, we've captured the supplies of the enemy. I think it only fair that we share the booty with the citizens of Keilah, for we are in need of supplies, too."
"Sounds reasonable to me, sir."
"Then you agree?"
"Oh, I agree. Oh, and David, sir, I have a suggestion."
"Yes?"
"Keilah is a city on a hill with a view of all the surrounding country. This makes it impossible for an enemy to approach without being seen. Now why not remain here, you and your men, under our protection and the protection of our walled and well-fortified city?"
"I accept your offer. Providing there's room in your city for my men."
"Oh, we'll make room for them, sir. They shall share and share equally the comforts and facilities of Keilah."
"It Your Majesty?
Yes, General Abner?
There's a man here from a small town who wishes an audience with His Majesty.
An audience with me? I'm too busy for an audience with anyone.
It has something to do about David, sir.
David? What about David?
Well, he says he has information as to David's whereabouts.
Oh, well, show him in. Show him in. You know where David and his men are hiding?
Yes, Your Majesty. They are in Keila at this very moment.
Ah, you are sure of this?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Keila, I understand, is surrounded and protected by a wall and gates and bars.
It is, Your Majesty.
I have David at last. He cannot escape me this time. Abner, call all able-bodied men to the colors. We will march against Keila and capture David.
Well, Joab, are my men happy here in Keila?
Reasonably so, I guess, sir.
Well, are they treated well by the people?
Oh, yes, sir. Very well indeed. Just the same, sir, I think it best we leave Keila at once.
Leave Keila? Your suggestion is based on what, Joab?
One of my most reliable spies, reports that King Saul has been informed that we are here and that he plans to march against us at once and with his entire army.
You're sure of this?
Yes, sir, positive.
Ask the priest, Abiathar, to come here. I would confer with him.
At once, sir.
Abiathar, you are a priest of the Lord. I'm in dire need of the Lord's counsel. I've heard that Saul prepares to come to Keilah to destroy us and this city. Bring the sacred ephod here, that we may inquire of the Lord to determine if this be true.
And David inquired of the Lord, saying,
O Lord, the God of Israel, thy servant has heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city on my account. I beseech thee, Lord, to tell thy servant if Saul will come.
The Lord indicated to David that Saul would come down.
Will the men of Keilah surrender me and my men into the hands of Saul?
Again the answer came, they will surrender you.
Men! God has revealed to me that King Saul is preparing to march against us here. So we must depart. It's best, I think, that we do not move and live as one group. We'll split up. However, I shall keep in touch with all of you by way of messengers and scouts. In and around Ziph, there are many strongholds and mountain hiding places. As soon as possible, we shall again be together as a united force for justice and obedience to the true God of heaven. So, my friends, be of good courage, and may God go with you, bless you, and keep you is my earnest wish.
Abner?
Yes, Your Majesty.
You're sure, absolutely sure, that David and his men are still in Keilah?
Yes, Your Majesty.
When was the last time your spies reported David still there?
Early this morning, Your Majesty.
Then he is still there. Soon I shall have him in my hands. What a beautiful sight for a city. On a hill, with full view of the country on every side. Your men have the city wall completely surrounded.
A dog could scarcely escape through our lines, Your Majesty. I'll take a detachment of men and... Your Majesty, the city gate opens and a man emerges.
David, probably, coming forth to surrender. At last, I'll have him exactly where I want him, hanging on the point of my spear.
It's a messenger, Your Majesty.
Oh, what does he want?
Your Majesty!
Come forward.
Long live the king.
What do you want?
I regret to inform His Majesty that the people, that is to say...
Come on, out with it.
David, he and his men have escaped, Your Majesty.
David? Escaped?
Suddenly, Your Majesty, David and all his men just got up and left. That's all I know.
Did you tell him I was coming with an army?
Oh, no, Your Majesty.
He must have known it, or he would not have left so suddenly.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Then who told him? Who is the traitor?
Your Majesty, well, that is, the Lord...
I don't care who told him. We're going to find and capture him. Now, that's an order. Did you hear that, General?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Now, then get busy. Disperse your men in every direction. I want all of the mountains and wilderness of Ziff searched. Every crack and crevice, every cave and hiding place. Find David. Capture him. I want him alive in these hands of mine. You understand?
Yes, Your Majesty.
And Saul sought David every day, but God delivered him not into his hands. And David, seeing that Saul continually searched for him, lived and moved about from place to place in the wilderness of Ziph.
Oh, how I love thy law, O God! It is my meditation all day. Thy commandments have made me wise, wiser than mine enemies. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate all false ways.
Begging your pardon, sir, but a lone man approaches camp.
Perhaps he's a chance hunter. Someone who's not aware of our presence.
Well, he appears to know exactly where he's going. He's not the least bit hesitant.
Well, bring him here to me.
Yes, sir.
David.
Jonathan. I had no idea it was you. Oh, it's good to see you.
And you too, David, my brother.
David, sir, but this is Jonathan, son of King Saul, crown prince, next in line for the throne of Israel.
Don't you think I know who it is?
But sir, it may be a trap.
Oh, a trap? Nonsense. Jonathan is my friend, my true friend. He would do nothing to harm or endanger me.
But David, sir, his first loyalty is to his father, his first allegiance to his king and country.
Thank you, General Joab.
You thank me? After I've questioned your motives in coming here? After I've doubted your friendship for David?
Indeed, I do thank you, General. Your duty and allegiance is to David. As general, your first duty is to protect him, which I see you do very well and conscientiously.
I apologize, Your Highness.
That's quite all right, Joab.
Long live His Highness. Long live His Highness.
Oh, he seems to be a good man, Joab.
Oh, he'll make a fine general, no doubt about that. Now, Jonathan, my friend and brother, how are things at the royal palace?
Oh, we miss you, David, all of us. Servants, my sisters, ministers, all of us except Father. And all we hear from him is, where is David? Why doesn't my general find him? Oh. Father is obsessed with a mad desire to slay you. Oh, I fear for you, David.
Well, I too fear, Jonathan. Yet all this is in God's providence. It's teaching me many things. Patience, leadership, quick decision, complete dependence upon God. Appreciation of nature and the importance of remaining true to principle, though the heavens fall about me. Above all, Jonathan, my true friend and brother, I'm fast learning that evil must fail and shall someday end, while good succeeds and shall someday prevail, and that all good things come from God and all evil from his adversary, Satan.
God chose well when he chose you as the next king of Israel, and you shall be the next king, and I shall be next unto you. So, David, the hand of my father the king shall not find you or harm you. These things my father full well realizes, and they make him angry, furious. He knows he cannot win against God and God's anointed one. So fear not, David, and be of good cheer. In God's own good time this fugitive life shall end. You shall sit on the throne of Israel, ruling the people with justice, kindness, and love.
And the two made a covenant before the Lord. Then Jonathan returned to the royal palace, and David abode in the woods of Ziph. Meanwhile, at the royal palace in Gibeah...
You may come forward.
Long live the king!
Long live King Saul!
Which one of you is spokesman?
I am, Your Majesty.
Your request for an audience mentioned that you know where David is hiding.
We do, Your Majesty.
Where?
He and his men are dwelling in certain strongholds, using the forests of the hill of Hakaila in Ziph. Now, O king, according to your heart's desire, come down, and our part shall be to surrender him into the king's hand.
May you be blessed of the Lord, for you have had compassion on me. Now do this. Have your people discover all the places where David and his men hide out. You can be sure he has several. Then return to me with this information, and I shall go with you to Ziph. Then shall we capture David and put an end to his inglorious ambitions and aspirations.
And it came to pass that when Saul and his soldiers were come to Ziph, that David and his band had escaped to the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard of it, he pursued after David to the wilderness of Maon. And it became known to Saul that David and his band of 600 men were on a certain mountain in Maon. And Saul commanded his soldiers to encompass the mountain about. And David went on this side and on that, but he could not escape, for the king's men were on every side of the mountain.
Well, Joab, it looks like we're finally cornered. King Saul's men have us surrounded.
Well, you can be sure he's happy about it, too.
You don't seem very sad or worried yourself.
I'm not. God chose you as Israel's next king, and you will be. Neither men nor powers nor principalities can stop it.
Do you have the slightest idea how we're going to escape the king's soldiers?
Not the slightest, but God does. We have done all we can. Now we can safely and with confidence leave the rest up to God.
Now wait, here comes one of the lookouts now.
David! David! David, your highness, we are saved.
Saved from King Saul? What happened?
I'm not sure myself. I only know what I saw.
Well, go on, go on.
I was standing there on that protruding rock when a rider hastily rode into King Saul's camp.
Yes?
He went directly into the king's tent, and almost at once excitement reigned. Well, tents were knocked down and stored in wagons, and fires were put out. When I left, the king had mounted, and with General Abner was following the soldiers toward Gibeah.
The capital city.
Oh, well, why did King Saul rush away like that? Well,
probably he received a message that the Philistines were attacking his capital or some other vulnerable point, and he had to go in a hurry.
Oh, God has a thousand ways his miracles to perform.
And when Saul left off pursuing David and battled the Philistines, David departed from the wilderness of Ziph and went and dwelt in the strongholds of En-Gedi. Now when Saul was returned from fighting the Philistines, Abner conferred with Saul.
Your Majesty.
Yes, General Abner.
I am informed by reliable sources that David and his men are now in the wilderness of En-Gedi.
In En-Gedi, we can find and capture him. There aren't many places there that 600 men can hide.
Shall I alert the entire army, Your Majesty?
Not this time, Abner. Pick out your very best men, 3,000 of them, and we will catch David and...
But David, sir, we cannot remain in here. Saul and his men are coming. We'll be trapped.
And we have one chance, Joab. This cave is used as a sheepfold. Surely Saul will not think to look in a sheepfold for us.
It could work. But is there enough room in the cave for all of us?
Yes, by crowding and by using every available crevice and rock.
And we'd have to be very quiet, very still.
And we'd have to remain in the sides of the cave, well hidden, and not making any movements or sounds. Now, what do you think?
Surely worth a try, sir.
Now, get the rest of the men in the cave and instruct them what to do.
Yes, sir. It begins to look like we're safe, David.
But Saul doesn't give up easily.
But he's already looked in here. For a few moments, I froze in my tracks. He looked for our footprints, forgetting the sheep would obliterate him. And then, when the shepherds came, took the flocks down to water, Saul was sure we were not hidden in here.
Don't be too sure, Joab. Saul won't give up. There comes someone in the mouth of the cave right now. And it's the king himself.
General, I'm going in here for a few minutes and rest. Post guards at the entrance, but I'm not to be disturbed. It's cool inside. Besides, I'm in need of a nap.
Yes, sir, Your Majesty.
What
It looks like the king is playing right into our hands.
Yes, if he just falls asleep.
He probably will. Look at him, flops down in the sand as if he hadn't had rest for a week.
No, he probably hasn't.
He's removed his royal tunic. He doesn't want to get his precious royal robe dirty. It's a symbol of his great power as a king.
He's practically asleep already.
Well, now's our chance to kill him. I'll order the men to sneak down and pounce upon him.
Wait. Before anything is done, I personally am going down there and be sure he's asleep. I'll be back shortly. Yes, he's asleep all right. Sound asleep.
Well, why didn't you run him through, sir, when you had the chance? There he was, sound asleep, unguarded, and you with a sharp sword in your hand. What did you do? You merely cut off the skirt from his robe. Why?
Saul is God's anointed king of Israel. Until God sees fit to remove Saul, I shall honor and respect him as king.
But God promised you that he would deliver Saul into your hands to do as you see fit.
God kept his promise. Saul has this day been delivered unto my hands, and I chose to honor him as God's chosen vessel.
Then we will do it for you. We will and end his evil reign.
No. No, we cannot create life, neither can we restore it. So we shall not take it.
So David stayed his men with these words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul. Then did Saul rise up and go out of the cave.
Well, is it safe for us to venture forth now?
Yes. Send out a scout and see.
Yes, sir. It is safe, sir. Saul and his men are on the way down the mountain. And I might add, the king is having quite a time getting down the steep mountainside. He's being helped down.
Now that gives me an idea, Joab. Come, let's go to the mouth of the cave.
Yes, sir.
Do you think King Saul can hear me from here?
Oh, easily, sir. Sounds carry for long distances in this mountain area.
And I'll talk to the king.
Talk to him?
My lord, the king!
He heard you. He stopped looking back. And you are bowing yourself to the ground to him?
Who are you?
I am David, son of Jesse, servant to his majesty, the king of Israel.
Is it truly you, David?
It is I. Why, O king, do you believe those who whisper into your ear that I seek you hurt? It's not so. A few moments ago, you were alone in this cave. I stood over you with a sword and a spear. My men begged me to kill you, but I could not. I'm unable to put forth my hand to hurt the king, for he is anointed of the Lord. And see this, my lord.
Why, it is the skirt of my robe.
I cut it from your robe, O king. I could just as easily have run the sharp blade through your heart. So, O king, see and know that there's neither wrong nor treason in my heart against you. Yet you hunt me as a wild animal to kill me. The Lord therefore be judge, and judge between us. And see and plead my cause and deliver me out of your hand.
You stood over me with a spear and sword, and killed me not?
Thou art king of Israel. I am but thy humble subject.
Oh, David, my son, you are more righteous than I, for you have repaid me good, whereas I have repaid you evil. And you have declared this day how you have dealt well with me, in that you did not kill me when the Lord put me into your hands. So may the Lord reward you with good for what you have done to me this day. And now, David, my son, I know that you shall surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in your hand.